With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, talking now with Andy Scott, Beverly High School hockey coach. Andy, welcome back, and Happy New Year, I guess.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Rick. Well, thank you for having me. It's always good to talk to you.
Amen to that. And, you know, it's great looking at your record right now because, you know, last year was a season of growth. This year is a season of growth and promise as well. But also it looks like you're making some progress, and the kids seem to be growing in several different areas. And I wonder if you might talk about the games up to this point because, you know, you opened up with, I thought, a very eye-opening tie against Swampscott. And I think that maybe had to set the tone for how you guys are doing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we went into Swampscott and we outshot them like, you know, something like 40 to 15 or 40 to 20. You know, I thought we were the better team that day for sure, and that we dominated a long stretch of definitely some long stretches of play. They have an unbelievable goalie over there. The Papalotto kid is very, very good. You know, you'll hear a lot more about him. Keep making as many saves as they need to keep them in games, and he's definitely done that in multiple games, not just that game. But yeah, I was happy with the effort. You know, the guys were a little disappointed that they couldn't find the game winner. Whether that was third period or overtime, but yeah, it was definitely a great start. You know, you obviously want the win, but you're happy to get out of there with a tie the first game of the year.
Yeah, and looking back, I mean, the kids can look at what Papalotto's done since then, and know that they did good. So you know, the next game, a big challenge, Gloucester. They're flying pretty high right now, and it looks like it was a very competitive game with them.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I think the first 7 or 8 minutes of the first period, we were probably out shooting them like 7-1 or 6-1. We the ice was really tilted their way. You know, and I think it's something that the kids get a buy-in collectively, not just that game itself, but just that they could play with any team if we play the game that we're supposed to play. If we play the game that we want to play and we're doing the small things right, that if you more play how you want to play and you want to do the things that you are doing correctly, that you could beat anybody on any night. And I think they've really bought into that, you know, everything should be dictated by the effort that you put in and how you're going to play the game the right way. And if you're going to play it from the way that we want to play it, we'll have success. And if we get away from that, we won't. So, yeah, that Gloucester game, we had a couple turnovers that were egregious, but we definitely had some sections of that game. We didn't put the whole game together, but we definitely played well for stretches of that game. You know, we had a lot of the early chances. They had a goal on a bad turnover that we had that was deflating because, you know, you're dominating the first 7 or 8 minutes and then they get the first goal of the game. So that was a tough spot. A couple bad turnovers, you know, ended up with us down 3-0, but then we were able to finally put one past the Han to make it 3-1, and then they added one late, which was a really bad breakdown in our own.
You know,
zone. So
it's funny.
Yeah,
I talked with Derek Erie earlier in the season, and he mentioned the only loss that they had, and he attributed it to exactly that, to turnovers. And you don't. I mean, you hear about it probably more in football and how bad it is, but in hockey, the turnovers mean something different. And basically, it's primarily getting out of your own zone for the most part, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure, and then being strong in the neutral zone. You know, I always say this to the boys, inside our own zone, the first, you know, 6 feet inside our blue line, 6 feet in front of their blue line. So mm-hmm. That's really where, you know, it is a lot, like you said, it's your own zone. You have to be clean in your own zone. But if you're turning the puck over in your offensive zone, 6 feet inside the blue line, there's going to be a lot of transitional chances for the other team as well, and that can really come to hurt you too, for sure. But yeah, turnovers in general. But like you said, if your own zone is clean, you're going to be doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other side of it is, you know, if you think that most of the time, take a good goalie, some good goalies are probably functioning. They're probably saving 90% of the shots. So if you're putting up 40 shots a game, you should get somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 or 4 goals. You know, and it's something that I think that's a real thing. I think the more shots you put on, especially at the high school level, you're going to score more. So that's something that we're trying to do for sure. And, you know, we think the Gloucester game specifically, we didn't get enough, and we didn't get enough in front of DeHaan or whichever goalie they have every night. But in general, you got to have net front presence, and we didn't really have enough of it that game. And I didn't think we got to the net in terms of rebounds and just applying pressure the way that we could have. And we definitely did that in the next game versus Rockport for sure.
One thing former coach, Marblehead coach Bob Jackson used to impress on me was exactly what you said. You know, get those rebounds, because you don't have, in high school, there aren't that many really polished, qualified snipers like you might develop in college and so on. So you want to get those dirty goals. And, you know, and the kids, I know, let me ask you a question. Do kids try to really, you know, show off with their goal-scoring prowess from outside, wrist shots and stuff like that? Or do they listen and just put it on net and go after it?
Well, I think that's part of it. You have to get them to erase some of those tendencies that you're talking about. It definitely exists. You know, as a coach, as a high school coach, not just with our own team, you see it with other teams too. You know, I've been a part of, you know, a handful of games as a head coach now, and just looking back as being an assistant coach too, you'll see certain teams that, you know, they try to make too many pretty plays, or they're trying to find better spots to shoot from, when in reality you just want to put them all in the net, or, you know, score as many dirty goals as possible. Like, I tell my guys all the time, our identity is just hard working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would much rather score four dirty goals and score zero pretty goals. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, which
yeah.
one's better in the
yeah.
long run?
All right.
So, it's definitely something that you definitely something. You're right, 100%. That you definitely want to impress that one of the ways of playing our way is to get to the dirty areas and find rebounds and put goals in the back of the net that way.
I think it's great to for people to understand, because as a casual hockey fan, I don't know enough about any sport. You love to see these really pretty goals that you see,
right.
You know, and as you say, they're really artistic and stuff. But when it comes down to it, watching kids hustle, watching those rebounds come out and just, you know, tapping it in, and those are so important. Let me ask you now, Coach, two different games, the next two games. The contrast, winning over Lynn, which, you know, they're struggling, and then playing Amesbury, which always has a good team. What did you learn about your guys in those two games?
Yeah, so the game between the two that we've already talked about, so after we tied Swampscott and then lost it 4-1, that next game we played was versus Rockport. That was probably the best effort that we had all season. We started with a strong first, and we put together an even better second, and we ended up being up 4-0 after two, and it ended up holding to be a 4-0 win. But we played very well in pretty much all three phases. I told the guys after that game that we had another level. I still thought we could get to another level in terms of being, you know, more consistent for the whole 45 minutes, where I thought that we were really good in the Rockport game, but we could still kick it up one notch. You know, and then going into the Lynn game after the Rockport game, I thought that, you know, it's a team that's got a lot of young guys. I mean, they have, I want to say it's probably 10 7th or 8th graders, at least 8 7th or 8th graders. So
I
felt a little bit different, but you're right. You know, that game versus an Amesbury game is a lot different. You know, Amesbury went to the round of 8 last year. They beat Winthrop in the playoffs, which everybody was shocked by, because Winthrop was such a strong program this year as well as they were last year. But Amesbury, their coach especially, does a good job, and they play to the identity that they have, and that's something I think they do a really good job with. They work really hard. They have a consistency to what they're trying to do, which is just put pucks on the net, being strong in their own zone. You know, and a lot of the things that I talk to Steve, as I respect Steve Costa a lot at Amesbury, and, you know, one of the things I talk to him about is what I see your guys doing consistently is where I want to get to. And I thought that they wanted it more in that game, and that honestly was probably our worst game versus Amesbury so far this year. You know, just in terms of we didn't have enough energy. We didn't have, you know, we got away from what we do well for a lot of that game. You know, I give them credit. They have a very good first line. And, but at the same time, sometimes if you're not doing the little things right and you're not ready to go a puck drop, you know, when you're chasing a game, we got down 3-0 in that game. It makes it a lot more difficult. We were able to kind of respond when we got down 3-0 and get it back to 3-2, but ultimately that start was what did us in that day for sure.
All right, so what's practice been like since that game?
Yeah, you know, it's a gut check. It's listen, you guys were flying really high, but let me remind you that we're just one season removed from not having a lot of success. So it's okay to be confident, and it's okay to feel good about yourself and know that you can create and you can score goals and you can defend well. But you have to do it every night, and you have to do it for the whole game. You can't do it for 10 minutes. You can't do it for 15 minutes. It can't be 20. It can't even be 30. It's got to be 45 minutes. And if you're not going to do it that way, you know, it's not going to look good on certain nights, especially, you know, if you come into a game with a team who really is either seasoned or they have some older guys, or a team that has a lot of talent. If you're not going to commit to the way that we need to play, then it's going to be a tough night. So that's the biggest thing for me. The bigger word is consistency. Mm-hmm. How consistent can we be? We weren't consistent in the Amesbury game, and this week of practice, that was a lot of the conversations. And then the other thing was just tighten it up in a couple areas, defensive zone coverage, getting the forecheck to where we want it to be, and then just decision-making. What are we making the decisions with the puck? Because we made a couple bad decisions versus Amesbury that ended up in the back of our net. It's just being smart. The smart play is always is usually going to be the easiest one. It's not that long pass that you're trying to make. It's not trying to force a pass through three or four sticks. It's making the simple play, getting the puck deep and going to work. And that's what our identity is, and hopefully we get back to our identity tomorrow.
Almost one-third of the way through the season already. Have you had to make many changes in terms of combinations?
Yeah, I think that's something that we've talked a lot that this week would be kind of the telling point. Of what are the changes that we want to make. We want to see how we come out versus Pentucker tomorrow, and then we just want to see how we look next Wednesday versus Phoebe Saugus. If we come out tomorrow, how I think each line can play. Like, all three lines were really good in the Rockport game. So if we can get back to playing that way, and where all three lines are putting a good shift after another, you don't really need to make any changes. But if it's one guy here or two guys here, or if a line's not as effective, then you start to think about making those changes that you're talking about, for sure. And I think this is the time that you start thinking about it, depending on what it looks like the next couple of games. We're going to play 9 games in 21 days starting tomorrow, so that's a huge stretch, and obviously is really going to make or break, and I told the boys, what your goal is. Our goal is to get to 10 and get into the playoffs, and if that's their goal, this is a huge stretch for them.
All right, you got 3 games at home coming up, and a couple more quick questions, Andy.
Yeah.
What are you most let me ask it a different way. What's the most improvement you can put on this team just as an overall stamp as compared and contrasted to last year when these kids were so young? What have you seen them really improve at?
Yeah, you want to be consistent, but there's definitely a commitment to the smaller things. Like, we're way better in our own zone. We weren't great in the Amesbury game, but again, you're trying to make them more consistent. But overall, there's a commitment to playing defense. Like, they understand that we have to play defense first, and we have to be hard on the puck in our own zone, and that puck needs to get out of our zone, or we need to make plays by having our heads up and being more poised. I think that consistency will come. It's just, when will that consistency come? Is it this year? Is it later this year? Is it now? Is it next year? But I'm really happy with their commitment to playing defense. They understand the forecheck well, so that's something else that I'm proud of. We tweaked it a little bit going into this year to try to be, get a couple more things accomplished that I won't put too much out there. But, I've been happy with them trying to do those things and doing them well. And then, the biggest thing is I think it's a body of work. You're proud of the work that they're putting in, because it's not just, every practice every day, whether it's a morning or afternoon practice, but it's something where I've been proud of the level of work that they're putting in, on the ice, off the ice, and, they are ready to grind it out. And again, if we can be consistent to our identity and play the way that we want to, we'll have more success now. And if we can't do it as consistently now, then maybe that will be later. But I have a lot of faith in these guys, for sure.
Have you seen any gain in physical strength and skating strength from year to year?
Yeah, there's probably 4 or 5 guys who have gotten a lot better physical strength, but also just in terms of skating that I notice. Some of that might be endurance as well, just as much as they're willing to, as much as they can go for. I think that some of the guys really put a lot into it, and it's noticeable, especially in terms of physical strength. I think some guys ran a lot, or they put some time in the weight room, and that's good to see. And I think that you notice those things almost immediately. And then once the season starts and you're seeing these kids skating, you're seeing some kids that are much better skaters, or they're able to, be out there for longer, or play more minutes, or play more important minutes because of the fact that they put the work in.
Mm-hmm. All right, finally, Coach, before you give me a scouting report on Amesbury, on Pentucket, tell me a little bit about the leaders so far. Who has stood out for you guys?
Yeah, for sure. It's been something that, it kind of seems like it's been, a little bit of a different guy each night, but definitely, Johnny Meza has paced us so far, which has been great. He's improved a lot from last year, and he just has a great way of finding himself and finding pucks in front of the net, but also taking the puck to the net, finding open spaces. He stick handles really well, you know, so he's been someone who's paced us so far. Another guy who's greatly improved this year, Henry Mills, he's got, you know, 5 points in five games, so that's a great start. Johnny has six, including five goals, so that's good to see. You know, and then, you know, we got, you know, Logan Bowen, you know, he has a few, and, you know, he seems to be poised in that role of being a first-line center. And then on the back end, I got a couple defensemen, Bobby Mass and Thomas Simeon, who are you know, really playing pretty well overall and able to put up the points that we need as well, but also taking care of our own end. But, yeah, I've been happy with a lot of the guys' effort, but also just what they've been able to produce. And hopefully we continue to limit our own zone and put up some goals.
Yeah, it's great when you can praise effort, but you can also praise results, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
Fine. What's the scouting report on Pentucket?
Yeah, hardworking team. You know, there's a good grind to their game. Something that we noticed last year when we played them, that they work really hard. You know, they've it's been a little up and down for them, but at the same time, you could probably describe some of our games the same way. Maybe some of that same inconsistency, but anytime that you see a team put up 9 goals in one game, obviously you got to know that you got to be ready. And you know, they were able to get a win versus Lynn 9-1 last game. And you know, I think that it's something where every night it becomes one of those things where you might want to know what's coming at you in terms of, you know, energy, or that they're willing to grind it out for whatever they want to accomplish. But at the same time, it's really more so about us being ready and playing our game. And if we can play our game, you know, I think we'll be okay. But at the same time, you need to be consistent in what our approach is, and consistent each shift after shift. So we're looking forward to it.
All right, let's make the time squared away here. Before the storm, Bork Arena tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, that's correct.
All right, thank you for correcting that for me. I had it down as noon.
Right.
All right. Coach, it's been great. Thank you for filling us in. Be talking again. Congratulations on the excellent start, and good luck on Saturday.
All right, appreciate it, Rick. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Andy. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. That's Andy Scott, who is the Beverly High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.